Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. You know, I was thinking that we talked about this yesterday. We talked a little bit about Zion earlier this week, him officially declaring for the NBA draft, and you know, obviously that's not surprising. And I, you know, if you really stop and think about it, I'd have to go all the way back to LeBron James to find another player that is this hyped up going into the NBA as Zion is. But again, the hype train's in full effect. When you had Steven Jackson 2 days ago on FS1 say that he's going to be the next LeBron and maybe even better. My guy, the GOAT, in my opinion, my favorite, Colin Cowherd, called him a top 20 player in the NBA right now, which is just, again, I love Colin Cowherd.
Stop.
But I think that is absurd.
Stop.
Absurd. But nevertheless, that's how he's being discussed. You know, I mean, again, Johnny Dawkins, Central Florida's head coach, said he's a future Hall of Famer after playing him. I mean, this dude is being hyped and talked about on a level that doesn't happen a ton. You know, we get excited about guys, but I don't think, we don't get this degree of hype often. Only other guy that comes close to me is LeBron. But I was thinking about, you know, the confidence people have in Zion and the way people feel like this guy is a sure thing, guarantee all-time great. And it got me to thinking about, like, in my lifetime, what player did I view that way that didn't live up to the hype? What player did I just feel like was a lock, stop, shut it down, going to be an all-time great, and wasn't? There are two that come to my mind. I'll give you the first one. The second one's the big one, but the first one, I feel like it was derailed because of an injury. But I don't think people fully remember just how good Jay Williams was at Duke. Jay Williams, he was Jason Williams at the time, but Jay Williams was incredible at Duke. He was like Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, like he was a scoring point guard that could shoot threes off the dribble. Like, again, you have to remember that, you know, coming off a ball screen and pulling a three in 2001 didn't happen a ton. And Jay Williams could do it. I thought that dude was going to come into the NBA and just kill it. And it didn't quite click for him, and then he got into that motorcycle accident that was just sad, and it was over. It was over. So that would be the first one that jumps out at me. And then the one football player. The one football player to me is Reggie Bush. I thought Reggie Bush was going to be like the second coming of Barry Sanders, Walter Payton type dude. He was electrifying at USC. I mean, I remember every Saturday when he was really rolling at USC, they'd often play that like night game on Saturday, and it was like must get. I always, that was back in the day where you remember in college you'd go out every Saturday or whatever. I mean, you'd be out and you'd get to someone's house or to a bar, you'd be like, man, we got to turn on that USC game, watch Reggie Bush. Like, I thought that dude was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. To me, he checked every box. And he never lived up to what I thought he would be. And I'm still not totally sure why. I'm still not totally sure what didn't kind of click for him. Because he did, he seemed to check all the boxes. He was elusive. He had speed. He wasn't a small guy. I don't know if he just wasn't tough to run in between the tackles, wasn't as good of a pass catcher as I don't know. But he was a guy that I was like sure was going to be a come into the league and just dominate it. And it didn't quite happen. And then my honorable mention, even though it was beginning, there was kind of like, at that time, this would have been like 2007-ish, centers were still a thing. Like, do people realize that Greg Oden, you know, he, in the national championship game, Ohio State with Mike Conley and Greg Oden, yep, played that Florida team that won two. He gave it to Joakim Noah and Al Horford.
That was the
starting front line for those Florida teams.
And let them have it.
Just, it looked like a man playing against boys.
The caller we just had, that was his.
Was Greg Oden?
Yep.
That guy was, like, people thought DeAndre Ayton looked dominant. Greg Oden was oh my God.
Greg Oden was DeAndre Ayton, better basketball player, and girth.
And bigger. Yes. Yeah, like longer, bigger. And then obviously, like, you can understand it with him is, you know, he got hurt. Oh. And then obviously his position's become an endangered species too, a little bit. But, man, I thought that, I mean, he, Al Horford, Joakim Noah, made those guys look like me and George were guarding him. Like, that's what he made those dudes look like.
I mean, it's to the point where he was chosen before Kevin Durant.
Yes, think about that. And it was kind of like people, some people disagreed with it, but not everybody.
No.
Not everybody.
At the time, I was like, great pick.
I get
it.
Great
pick.
I get it. This guy is a transcendent, once-in-a-generation player. And then he just got hurt. But I was trying to think of the people that stood out to me as like, because people are talking about Zion like it is a lock stop, just already get the Hall of Fame ceremony ready. And, you know, history tells us more often than not, those guys don't necessarily always live up to it. But we'll see. All right, coming up next, you know, in the wake of some of the hand-wringing around college basketball last week with the national championship game, it got me to thinking big picture about every sport. What are some of the most pressing issues or the most pressing issue in all the major sports? I'll give you my answer to all of them when we come back.